When I have a problem with my cell phone, I get my 16-year-old to fix it. So as intelligence agencies around the world are scrambling to boost their country's cybersecurity abilities, it's understandable that to do that, some countries are investing in children. The National Security Agency here in the U.S. sponsors free summer camps to teach coding and cyber skills to elementary and high school students. The U.K. recently announced a new curriculum to teach cyber skills to kids age 14 through 18. But it's Israel that has long tapped into kids' tech skills. Daniel Estrin reports on how the country starts young to build up its cybersecurity prowess.
The Israeli army did not allow me to take photos showing the faces of the 10th graders hunched over laptops in this classroom. Because when they graduate, about half of them will be recruited to the Israeli army's cyber units, including one of its secretive intelligence units, Unit 8200. The equivalent of the NSA in the U.S. One of the kids here is 16-year-old Shalev Goodman. He's got a bandana on his forehead and a hoodie over his head.
I'm not the most athletic person. I do want to give something to the country, so cyber is a good thing to do.
Right now, the kids are just at the beginning of their training. Most are boys, but some are girls. Their instructor, Ben Weiss, has given them an exercise.
There's a network of a computer that was hijacked.
And they have 45 minutes to try to
regain the password, the username, yeah, and find the location of the bad guy who hijacked the network.
The bad guy in the scenario is a character from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wow, so serious.
This is the Mug Shimim program. It roughly translates to the accomplished. It's an after-school program for gifted high schoolers from underprivileged parts of the country. And it teaches kids computer programming, coding, encryption, and how to defend a computer network against hacking. Most of these kids will enlist in the Israeli military, like the majority of Israeli 18-year-olds. If they get accepted to Army intelligence, the cyber skills they gain in the Army will help them land a job one day in Israel's powerful cybersecurity industry. Ophir Ben-Yair, one of the program directors, visits schools to recruit kids for the program. He's especially trying to recruit more girls to learn cyber skills.
I think that my best line is to tell them that there is an opportunity here to study something that not many teenagers worldwide have the chance to have, an opportunity that if you don't even try to seize, you might miss something that can change your life.
Some fourth grade classrooms in Israel are teaching computer programming. There are even two new kindergartens focused on computers and robotics. And recently, Israel announced a new national cyber education center to train educators and develop more programs. The guy who will head that national center is Sagi Bar, the same man who runs the high school program I visited. So I asked him a question.
Have you heard of Ender's Game? Did you read it?
Of course. The novel? One of my favorites.
So you know why I bring that up?
Very good question.
Orson Scott Card's sci-fi novel Ender's Game is about children recruited at a very young age to play simulation games, training to fight an alien species. The Israeli director says this is not about conditioning young children for battle. It's about teaching people coding and computer skills that everyone can benefit from, not just future Israeli intelligence soldiers. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Israel.